Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Variety Radio Online. I'm Amy and joining me is Rachel and Kristen. Hey girls.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, so this is going to be kind of fun. We have a special guest today. He's going to call in a little bit late. He's going to call in probably around, we're on the East Coast, he's on the West Coast. He's going to call in about 15 minutes, 10 minutes late. But that's cool. That's fine. That gives you all time to join the chat room. If you are in the chat room now and you're logged in as a guest, if you go up to log in, not sign in, or wait, not sign up, not log in, sign in, one of those. I don't know what's at the top. But if you go up top and you click log in, not sign up for anything, don't sign up for anything, just log in. You can log in with your Twitter name or your Facebook name, your LinkedIn name, and I think your MySpace name. And then you can join the chat room. If you are asking, if you're like Rachel right now, instead of hitting co-host, she just went into the chat room and kicked me out. See a little button where it says chat
My bad.
Co-host, Rachel? That's what you got to hit. Okay, so I went in and
I will find this button.
I'm chatting as the co-host now, so don't worry about that.
Alrighty.
I'm good. I'm fine as the co-host. That's perfectly fine for me. But we got Kristen in the chat room. We've got Rachel in the chat room. I'm in the chat room. So we'll give you guys to log into the chat room. If you are on a mobile device and you can't find the chat room, that's because Blog Talk Radio has not upgraded yet to put the chat room on the mobile devices.
I need to get on that.
Really sad. Really, really sad. So, girls, the originals, you did not do a show today, and I'm very, very disappointed.
Well,
it's been postponed. It hasn't been canceled.
It has not been canceled. We're going to do another doubleheader on Saturday, like what we usually end up doing anyway, with the Vampire Diaries and the originals after it at 2 and 3. We are right on top of that, Rose. All right?
Okay, sounds good. So we have last-minute questions. We have about 20 questions to ask Chase that fans have Facebooked, Twittered, email, all that good stuff. And we will take callers if there's time because what we're going to do, we're going to and read out all of your questions. Let Chase do not read them all at once. He would probably get confused. I know I would get confused. But Rachel and Kristen are going to read out the questions, and if you put your name with the question, your name's going to be added in that too. And then we're going to play a fun little game, and then we'll open up the phone lines. Sound good?
It sounds great. Yes. I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the game. I'm really proud of this game I came up with, and I hope it comes across as easy as I think it will.
I think it's going to come across very easy, and I think you're going to read, like, the first word, and he's going to tell you.
I know. I tried to pick some that were a little harder than others, and others I kind of just, like, gave away.
Yeah.
And Rachel yelled at me the whole time when we were coming up with the song, so...
Kristen has a much more 80s pop instead of like the like AC/DC and like Poison and like she's more what were the songs you were coming up with?
She's more of
no, we're not gonna get into that, Rachel.
She's more of the right stuff. She's more of the right stuff and step.
Oh man, I should have brought up some New Kids on the Block.
There we go. That's what needs to be said.
Oh,
don't
goodness.
Judge me.
So if you guys are just tuning in now, we're waiting for Chase to call in. He did say he was going to be a little bit late, but that's fine. That gives you guys time to join the chat room. We see, I think there's about 11 people in the chat room right now. Have you guys
heard
the show?
My friend Michaela. I have not. I should probably do that. But my friend Michaela is in the chat room. I see her. See you down there. Hi.
Go ahead and tweet the show.
She just left. Look at her.
She just left.
because I called her out.
She doesn't like you. Because you called her out. Thanks, Rachel. Thanks.
Called her out. She didn't like that.
So I don't know what to talk about, why we stall. I'm excited.
Well,
I can't tell you that.
I want to talk about Vampire Diaries. Or, I'm sorry, the originals, but at the same time, I don't. Because I know not everyone has watched it yet. It's barely been 24 hours since it aired, and there was a lot of big spoilers in it. So I'm kind of like,
yeah, let's not talk about that.
We can talk about how they mentioned Oliver.
Yes.
Nice little segue. That's not very spoily.
Are they bringing him back? That's all that I hear. They mention him. Are they bringing him back, seeing they mentioned him? I mean,
no,
he is
it was
supernatural.
I think I kind of like just, I think that ship sank when his brother burned his body on a boat. I mean, I don't know how you come back from that. But, you know.
We need an Oliver
it'd
back.
Be nice.
Story. That's what we need.
I almost spilled.
Don't spill it. We're going to be nice. We're not going to spoil anything.
I'm not.
For people who haven't watched.
Anything is possible, though.
I don't think we're done with the storyline that was revealed yesterday. Hopefully. I'm there. I'm in denial right now. So.
I don't care how they bring him back. They just need to bring him back so that he can sit down and talk to Jackson about these denim outfits that he continues to wear.
Yeah. The denim.
He needs guidance.
Honestly, I like Jackson a lot more on last night's episode than... And I want to say it's because he had a tie on. I really think that's what did it. Is the whole tie. So, even you were saying that last night that, or you put it in your blog, right?
Yes. Yeah, I like the talks that he had with certain people, and he just, I don't know, he wasn't as annoying to me yesterday.
Who wasn't annoying to you yesterday?
What?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Chase.
Are you guys shocked or like, can you not hear? You don't
can you guys hear me? I mean, I'm.
Yeah.
I just thought I disconnected right there. Can you guys hear me? Okay.
Yeah,
we hear you fine.
Okay, great. All right.
Okay, Chase. This is how it's gonna work. We got Rachel. Say hello, Rachel.
Hello.
And we got Kristen.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, can you tell those two voices apart? Can you tell those two voices apart? Because I can't tell them apart. So all week, we planned
one of us
show
should talk
last
in
week. There you go. We planned this show last week with Chase to just do a fan Q&A. So all of the questions were sent in by the fans. And if there's time after all of those questions have been answered and Chase plays Rachel's game that she came up with, then we'll open up the phone line. So the phone number is at the top of the player. And like I said, if you're on your mobile device, the phone number is 718-508-9440. And you can call in and ask Chase a question yourself. Okay, girls, I'm going to mute myself and have fun.
All right, so it's going to go back and forth between our questions and fan questions. Kind of kept them grouped together. The first question we have is, did you ever expect to have such a devoted fan base for Oliver and you had such an awesome fan reaction to him. Did you ever expect that going on the show?
No. No, I did not expect that at all. I was pleasantly surprised, man, like beyond pleasantly, because, I don't know, I think I've talked about this once in one of the Q&As at the conventions and that I mean, I didn't know what to really expect, you know, when getting into the show, because I've never really done a show like this that has this type of fan base, of this type of, you know, support group in a sense, like the people that watch the show. So, no, I did not expect it, and I'm extremely happy that everything is going the way it is. Yeah.
Well, we're happy to have you in this little vampire werewolf bubble.
Very happy to be a part of the vampire werewolf bubble.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be putting werewolf first?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You have to give preference to the werewolves, don't you?
Say that one more time.
That you have to give preference to the werewolves. You guys keep saying vampire werewolf. It's werewolf vampire.
Of course. No, werewolf vampire completely.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm team hybrid, so let's need some Klaus.
Believe it or not, right this second, I am at the practice studios for the playing in the band for the conventions, and one of our favorite hybrids is over here with us right now.
Oh, really?
Really? Interesting.
All right, Kristen?
Okay, so the next question is, what was your most memorable moment on the set of the originals? And it can be a favorite scene or a prank that someone pulled.
Any favorite memory on the set of the originals?
Yes.
These are always tough questions because I like many things about being on the originals. I like many memories. Let's see. I loved, when it comes to, like, dramatic acting, I guess, and, like, intense, awesome scenes, it was a lot of fun to film the whole bayou explosion scene and stuff, you know? We're out there in the bayou, even though it was pretty cold and wet and muddy. It was a lot of fun to see all the effects and stuff and the explosions and fire. That was pretty cool. So maybe it's that one. I know I also really enjoyed doing the scene, which is, I think, the first episode back, or one of the first episodes back in season two, where it was me and Elijah, and we basically battled, like, 20 werewolves that were after us at that point.
That scene. That was a really cool scene.
I ripped a guy's arm off, tossed him on the ground. That's cool.
If Oliver's still around, would you like him to have a love interest? And if so, who do you think would be a good match for him? Whether it's someone already on the show or like a newcomer?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I had a lot of fun with Claire, a.k.a. Rebecca, when she was there. And everybody keeps talking about Rebecca and Oliver still. Even though in the beginning, when I had that scene with her, I was terrified of my character's future because he screwed her over, you know, he screwed her over. But obviously, even when people have screwed Rebecca over, you can get her to a point of forgiveness in certain ways. So I don't know, maybe it would have been her. That would have been a lot of fun. No, like it seems it's hard to try and stake a claim in that area right now when there are so many other relationships that are being shipped by other people. Like I can't really step in there on Haley when you got Jackson and Elijah.
Sure,
you know,
you can. You can get in on that.
Yeah, like, it's not even a triangle anymore. It's like a pentagon. It's like a love pentagon or something.
Rachel's not a fan of Haley and anyone else.
What's that?
Rachel's not a fan of Haley with anyone else, so you're a good shot.
Okay, yep. Great. I got a shot. Sounds good.
You got it. Golden.
All right, so the next question is, if Ollie had to be another supernatural creature, which would you choose?
I either can go, like, I can play by the rules right now, and I can say, oh, yeah, an original hybrid, because then I'd be as powerful as Klaus. Or I can just do rules and be super awesome, and I would be a witch, vampire, werewolf, original hybrid. That's what I would be. Even though I know you can't be a witch and a vampire or a witch and a werewolf. But I bet you that one day they're going to bring somebody in, and it's going to break the rule. Like, you know it'll happen, because they always write little loopholes and stuff anyways, as it is, right? Bringing people back and stuff and inventing things. So.
Yeah, they really do. But you know what? He's calling it, guys. They're going to bring in some massive hybrid of everything. Just a mishmash.
Hybrid witch monster.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they call it, though, but be interesting.
A hybrid. He's a hybrid. I don't know.
All right, so this one's a fan question, and it came in from Cindy Dawson 25, and she wanted to know, if you were back on the originals, what would you like to see happen with your character?
Now, that's an awesome question. Well, beyond, like, getting the love interest involved, that would be a lot of fun. I'd love to be able to I'd like to stay on the good guy side, but I like kind of dancing on that edge like they had me for a while, you know? Like, in the beginning, you saw me dancing on the edge, but then I just completely went over to the bad guy side. But then, you know, you saw me always teetering and not being sure and doing bad stuff, but thinking I was doing it for the right reasons and stuff, you know, thinking they were justified, and then eventually finally coming back to the light side, like pulling a good old Darth Vader move and, you know, doing a sacrificial thing towards the end and then dying in Jackson's arms, you know. After that, I mean, if I could come back, I would love to be some type of savior in a sense that maybe I could come in and help Jackson out in some form of duress or excitement. Like, he needs my help for something. Like, maybe finally I get to come back and actually help him. We find some way for that to happen. And then when we're back together and the pack's unified, like, actually unified, we can literally make a much bigger stand than the issues they're having right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's as far as I think I can go, because I could go forever and just keep talking ideas, but I don't think that we have that much time. So, yeah.
We can just tweet Julie Plec.
There you go.
Yeah, we could do that. Everybody just keep retweeting it. Julie Plec.
Okay, so the next fan question is from JK Riordan 13, and they want to know, what was your favorite part about being on the Originals cast?
I mean, I loved, as soon as I arrived, it was very, very familial. Like, when Daniela was still there, when I first stepped into the office, she was chilling there in the office, in the front office, which isn't really normal for one of the regulars to be doing. And I had, like, my suitcase and my bags and stuff because I just landed and been driven to the studio. Stepped into the main office there of the big studio, and she was sitting right there talking, and I recognized her because I've been watching the show. And she was like, oh, are you one of the wolves? I felt very welcomed, you know, I felt very welcomed, and already, like, they were embracing the newcomers. And so I like that feeling of the familial newcomers, like people being very invitational and accepting and, like, inclusive. Like, even when we would go out and stuff after, you know, we would rap, like, they would be like, hey, you want to go out here or wherever, you know, it would be very, like, including you. Like, I like that a lot. So I think that's probably what it is. It felt like a family, which made it much harder to leave.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so this fan question is from Jen NTX1420, and she wants to know what you miss most about playing Ollie.
What do I miss most?
Mm-hmm.
What do I miss most? I mean, I liked, like I think I've kind of touched on before, I really enjoy doing those darker bad guy roles, but still have that. They're not 100% evil. Like, they've done some bad stuff and they might not be doing 100% good things, but in their mind, they are actual good people. They wouldn't let the ones they love legit get hurt, even though maybe their, you know, their reasons are questionable for certain things to do. I like playing characters like that. And that's what Oliver was for the longest time. And I wish I could have gone much longer doing that. I would love to still come back. And like I was saying before, even if I came back and I was on the super good side and I was helping Jackson, I still would love to be that voice in his ear being like, don't listen to her, don't trust her, being, you know, the guy with the harder shell. You know, you got to crack through that harder shell, while Jackson has maybe a softer shell to get to, in a sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
It does.
So, man,
no,
yeah,
I would love to see what Oliver would be saying right now with the whole wedding thing.
Yeah. He would... I think he would be having pitching a fit. I think he's pitching a fit right now.
Which is what they mentioned on last night's episode.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They mentioned that.
What specifically?
They were talking about what Oliver
Jackson
would be saying.
Oh, yeah. Jackson knows, man. He knows better. They should just have me come in and have, like, a little hazy cloud up here next to Jackson's head and just have my face talking
there
to his
ear. There you go.
Like,
we figured it out. We figured out how you can come back.
There you go. I'm just his conscience.
There you go.
Okay, the next question is also from Jen NTX1420, and they want to know, what is your favorite part about being an actor?
Man, these are hard questions because they're so general. It's like there's so many things I love about it. It's like I like being able to here. So I got to pick my favorites. Let me focus here. So I think my most favorite part about my job and acting is being able to see how I've affected those that have watched my performance. Like, that's why I love doing the Q&As, like, especially the Q&As at the convention, so I can see everybody's faces, and when they ask me the questions, I can see how they've been affected by what I've done. You know, it's the same thing as, like, maybe even in theater, when I perform something, and then I were to step out into the audience and people were to be crying or laughing or whatever, I like gave that gift to them, you know, like it's almost like magic. Like I have affected their emotions and brought them to a place of joy or moved them to a place of tears. And that to me, I think is like the ultimate power in a sense, like to be able to move human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about it. That's my favorite part.
That's a great answer.
Like, I really hope that I move people. I hope that, I'm sorry I interrupted you, but it's like, I hope that I move people, like, you know, with my ultimate end speech towards the end, of, like towards my death, mm-hmm. my last episode. And I hope that I move people with my, when I was pleading with Jackson and when I died in his arms, you know, I hope people were affected by that. Enough to be either angry, to be angry
definitely.
About the death, or to be upset, mm-hmm. and or to maybe to regret what they were thinking, maybe like, oh man, he wasn't that bad of a guy. Or, I don't know, you know, it starts making you kind of question yourself in mm-hmm. certain things. So, yeah.
Definitely.
All right, so this question is from Stephanie DSC, and her son Trevor wants to know what it was like to be a werewolf on the originals.
It was super, super awesome. I mean, unfortunately, I didn't really get to, like, completely change on, like, camera. Like, you know, Michael Trevino, this Tyler, he got to, like, change all the time.
He
like,
all the time.
He got to be chained up, you know, and go through the whole thing. And I kept saying, I was like, come on, you got to give me a scene where I can, like, just go crazy and be big and just change. You know, and I kind of got it whenever I had the scene with Vincent in the bar that time, and he was, you know, tweaking my ring, and he was triggering it. I got
mm-hmm.
to kind of do that, which was a lot of fun. But, I mean, those are cool, man. It's cool to be able to manifest physically that inner beast that's just, like, erupting out of you. I think that's what the coolest part about it is.
That's awesome.
Okay, so Jen S1007 wants to know, as a writer, director, and actor, what inspires you, and how do you prepare for a role, and how do you tap in, and whether you tap into personal life experiences to do so?
Absolutely, I do tap into life experiences to do so. That's like a major substitution I normally use to prepare. And also preparing really depends on exactly the kind of projects I'll be doing. I mean, if it's for a scene that requires a lot of like physical exhaustion and stuff. Like, here's another example. When I was doing one of the final scenes, and right during my speech, right before I died, I mean, I had been beaten over and over and over, you know, and I was bloody and I was tired and I was dirty. So for that, you know, I did a lot of push-ups and I ran around the block of like 20 times, you know, so I could have that physical feeling of exhaustion on me, so that when the scene happens, boom, I already feel it. My heart feels like it's been running, you know, and then I even might roll around on the ground a little bit to get that feeling of like rocks or grass on top of my skin, so it makes me feel uncomfortable so that I feel the discomfort of being just beaten over and over and over. And so for me, you know, that's what it would depend on. Depending on the certain scene, depending on whatever I'm doing, that's how I would prepare. You know, if I have a scene where, like the scene I before when I smothered Eve, you know, I took a lot of preparing for that. I had a lot of substitutions. I wanted to get myself to a place upset emotionally for me because Oliver was upset. He didn't know he was going to kill Eve. He didn't plan to kill her in the beginning of that scene. He was there because he was worried about her. He thought she was going to die. He was upset.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, finally got to the point where she was telling him, like, I'm going to tell everybody and they're going to put you to death. And in his mind, he was like, if you do that, it's not about my death, but if you do that, you're going to kill the whole pack, because then nobody's going to be strong enough to really be able to stand up to the vampires, to Marcel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I hope that answered the question. I got kind of off a little bit, but
yeah.
I'm actually giving high fives to Michael Joe Parker right now as we speak.
That was a good answer.
Hey, hybrid right here. Can you say hey real quick? Can you say hey? You're on the air right now. Say hey.
What's up, air?
Hi.
How's it going,
bro? Going good. We're going to have to get you on soon.
They want to get you on soon.
But
I'll
I was just going to jump in and say, with your answer, and that really shows on camera that you put in that work to prepare for your role. Because I know some actors will just go in and read, and that's it. They don't do any research. They don't put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
And it really shows. That's what I love about your acting.
Thank you very much. That means a lot, because I do try. I try, and it makes it, I do care. I want to make a difference in that sense.
It definitely comes across, especially in all your scenes. So
it pulls me more into the show, so that's what I really love.
Great. Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
All right, this next question is also from Jen S. 1007, and if you could be in a film based on a book, which one would it be?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Does it have to be a film that has not been done or already done? She can't really
just
answer.
Just any book, I guess.
Oh, boy. You know, I really loved the movie, even though a lot of people don't really know this, I loved the movie American Psycho a lot. And that was based on a book. And I loved it because, you know, he had all that pathology. It's a messed up film. It's dark. It's twisted. But like I said, I love those characters that have that questionable morality on themselves, that pathology about, man, they're like insane. That's attractive to me to play that kind of stuff. But we're getting back to, let me get back to the book stuff. To me, American Psycho maybe, because I mean, I'm reading the book right now and it's a great book. I would love to do that film. And then maybe, I know, I really love The Shining. Even though it's been done with Jack Nicholson, you know, and it's a classic, and they even redid it a little while after that. I mean, The Shining is one of my favorite movies, you know. And then, you know, they're doing right now, I think it's a show, I haven't watched it. It's called Outlander. I'm not sure if anybody watches that.
Hear a lot about it.
You what?
I can
say I hear a lot about it.
You hear a lot about it? That's a good book. I read one of those first books, and that was a good book that I would have loved to have been a part of. But I think they were only casting, like, in the UK or something for that, or Canada or something like that. Anyways, yeah, that's off the top of my head, those are my choices. You ask me again, maybe I'll have different answers. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to jump in again and add a little more to that. I would like to see you on The Following. Playing a serial killer on The Following?
I've never watched that show. It's on my list. It's on my list.
I would like to see you play a crazy serial killer. Yeah, definitely.
So would I.
Are Kevin Williams' new show, Stalker. I think you would be good on that, too.
Stalker, yeah. I'd love to play roles like that.
Okay, girls, go on.
Kristen? Okay, the next question is there a role that you've auditioned for that you really wish you had gotten more than others?
This is a hard question to answer. I mean, the natural instinctive answer for me is yes. However, then I think and I'm like, no, because that would have changed my trajectory that I'm on right now. Like, I am happy with all the roles I've done, you know, and if I had gotten any other roles, it would have changed everything in a sense. Now, of course, I've auditioned for some big films, and if I got those roles, it would have completely changed my career. Like, damn, I would have loved to have – I auditioned for Captain America. I would have loved to have played Captain America. I think I would have done a good job at that. You know, I've auditioned for many of the bigger films. I think I even remember seeing the original breakdowns for the originals, but I don't think I went out for it. I don't remember the Vampire Diaries. I mean, I guess right now, like, the biggest thing I could tell you would be Captain America. That's the one that's stuck. I mean, I auditioned for X-Men as well once. That would have been really cool to get X-Men, you know. So those are the two off the top of my head. Yeah.
All right. Amy actually came up with this question. What is your favorite coming-of-age movie?
Amy, you're listening right now, right? Is she listening right now?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Tell me what yours is real quick.
The Goonies.
I can't get over. This is hard, man, because I'm such an 80s fan. I love Labyrinth.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good movie.
And they're supposedly doing another with David Bowie and Jennifer Connelly, supposedly. I love Labyrinth, like Neverending Story, you know.
One of my favorites.
Breakfast Club, man. I think they should maybe, I don't know. I always say, oh, they should redo that, like Breakfast Club, you know, but then again you think, like, no, there's no way it could have even come close if they were to redo it.
Oh, they're going to redo it.
Yeah, totally they will. Because back then, you know, it was like you had those 80s cliches and it totally worked. But you still have them today, except they're slightly different cliches these days. But yeah.
It won't be as good. You can't touch the Breakfast Club. Leave it alone.
But I like your answers. I really like your answers.
Grazie.
Okay, Kristen? Next question is from CatD812, and they want to know, if you could play any role, what would it be and why? You kind of already answered that one.
Yeah, I'd love to play, like the Joker in Dark Knight. I love that kind of stuff. You know, it might sound atypical. It might sound like, oh, that's too iconic. I don't care. I would love to have my own role I could create and make it iconic myself because of the way I play it, because I'm confident in that kind of stuff. Like, I do well with pathology and physical states and stuff when it comes to acting, and so I think I could really come up with an awesome character.
Well, it has to be interesting for you to be able to play someone that's completely opposite from what you actually are.
And that's what's so attractive about it. I get to be me every day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like being a bad guy. Because I'm not really a bad guy, I don't think, in real life, so.
You don't think?
I don't think I am. I mean, that's questionable. It depends on everybody's point of view, I guess.
Well, that's why you got into acting, right? So you can play different characters.
Exactly, because I get to do things that I wouldn't normally do in real life. I get to be that person that I would not be.
Yeah. All right, this question came from Barbara Jarman, and she said that she read that you had rapped on Justice Served, and she was wondering what it was like working with the students and if you have a preference working on a television series versus a movie.
That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that, despite the fact that it was 115 degrees every day in Arizona desert. I enjoyed that film a lot. A lot of the students were very, very experienced. Not 100% of the crew was not students. They had a few people that had worked in the industry before, and a lot of them were even professors that had been working in the industry that were teaching their students. So students would be shadowing them, so to speak. But I really, really enjoyed it. Marvin, who directed the piece and wrote it and produced it, he was extremely, extremely easy to work with. He was easy to collaborate with, and had just a great vision, and it was just awesome. And everybody that was a part of it, all the other castmates, like I talked about with the originals, like we became a family, you know, and it was a lot of fun, and it was just a great experience overall. And I mean, in the end of that question was like, would I rather do a series or a film? You know, honestly, if I had to answer that question maybe 5 to 10 years ago, even though 10 years ago I was just getting started in the business, I would say film. I would totally say film, and I would still do film. But you know what, man? Like being able to do a good, solid show like Breaking Bad or Game of Thrones or Sons of Anarchy or Walking Dead, or even like the originals or Vampire Diaries, like you get shows with great writing and great production value, and you can do like that for 6 years, and you get a fan base, and you get people that watch you consistently. Rather than a film, it's like you film for 6 months, the film will air, and then you're done. On time for the next project.
Mm-hmm.
Just different tastes, different tastes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Stephanie DSC would like to know, who were your musical influences growing up, and what about today?
Growing up, I really enjoyed Creedence Clearwater Revival, Led Zeppelin, and stuff, like stuff that my mother and dad listened to, but even like the 80s too. Like I loved hearing Journey, and I loved hearing Def Leppard, and I loved hearing Don Henley and the Eagles and stuff. But when I grew up more in my own skin today, like literally my favorite band is a band called Tool, and they're probably my ultimate favorite band. But aside from them, I love Maynard's side project, Perfect Circle. I love a band called Deftones. I love a band called Live. I love a band called Dredge, which is from Northern California. They're a little smaller, but they're awesome. I all that stuff. I love Muse. I could go on and on and on and on. I love Third Eye Blind. So,
I approve of your musical taste.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy that you approve. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, this question is from Barbara Irving 3, and it's kind of a follow-up on the last one. What is your favorite song to play?
Ooh. I mean, I love playing 30 Seconds to Mars, and I did not mention 30 Seconds to Mars earlier, and they are one of my favorites. But I love playing 30 Seconds to Mars, like Closer to the Edge, maybe, or Bright Lights, or Hurricane. But I also love playing live, like Top. Or Lightning Crashes. I love playing some hard. I mean, I love playing some Deftones stuff. You know, it's hard. It's hard for me to choose. Right now, probably currently, I love playing Muse, Hysteria. It's one of my favorites to play. And then maybe like Blue Oyster Cult, Partner for You or something like that. Some good classic stuff.
It's a good song. Kristen?
Okay, next question. If you were reading a book and realized it was the story of your life, would you skip to the end?
Oh, that's a good question. Don't you guys do that? Don't you, like, sometimes, like, you want to go to the very, very last page and, like, read, like, the last few words or something?
I just did that.
Yeah.
Yes. I just did that with the book I read.
No. But you're thinking about it. You're like, oh, I want to do that. But then you don't do it. Because you're like,
no,
I don't want to ruin it. But then you keep thinking about it, and then you just kind of do it anyway, even though you're like, I don't want to do it, and you do it anyway. And then
mm-hmm.
it's done. And then you know.
See, that is a tough
question.
Yet.
I'm dancing around the
question
right now.
It's a tough question, because, like, if you know the ending, you're just going to sit there and, you're going to sit there and worry about it, like, constantly.
Yeah, you know, there's something.
No, see, I like to figure out how they get to the ending. Like, if I start at the very beginning and I read, like, the last few sentences, I like to see how they get to that point.
Yeah, but you know the ending, but you don't know how you're going to get there. I mean, what if you die in some car wreck or something? I don't know. I'm being a little...
Yeah, then you'll never go anywhere ever again.
Yeah, you're going to try and change... Listen, but you're going to try and change your future, but you're going to probably ruin the rest of your life obsessing over the end.
Exactly.
And I was going to say something, too. I was going to say something. You know, one of my greatest teachers I've had, Jennifer Gelfer, she would always teach me, but she was my acting teacher, my acting technique in New York. She would always teach me, enjoy the journey, not the result. Enjoy the journey. Because you're going to one day be old, and you're going to one day be at the end of the road. If you didn't enjoy the process of getting there, there really was no point. You know, you were not trying to reach the top of the mountain. We're enjoying the climb. So it's the same idea, I think.
I like that. That's my new quote to live
too.
By.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. We're all going to steal from you.
I know. Can we get that tattooed now?
Just put a picture of my face to the tattoo and you'll be good.
All right. I will.
All right.
That'll be my first one. Like Steve-O on the back. I got
this. God.
All right. This one is from The Real Giselle, and she wants to know, if you could go back and live in any era, what would it be and why?
I mean, my instinct is to say 80s.
I was going to say, I'm like, you're going to say 80s.
But, I mean, it would have really been like in the 80s. Like, we see the glamour of the 80s these days. Like,
mm-hmm.
I was born in 85. You know, I had 5 years of the 80s. I mean, growing up in the 80s, like, that's why I think I love the music so much, because my parents played the 80s music for me all the time growing up as a kid. That's all I used to hear, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, but I don't necessarily know if I, do I really want to live in the 80s? Do I want to? I don't know. Maybe I go back and be, like, back in before medieval times, or I could be some Spartan warrior or something. I don't know. Then again, I mean, that would be terrifying, like, these days, it's not the same. I don't know.
But would we know, like, would we go back knowing what we know now? Because some of us, we couldn't live without
exactly. ourselves. Exactly. No, I could, if I was forced to not have my cell phone, I'd be okay. But, I mean, I'd prefer to have it, you know?
Yeah.
I would like the 20s just to see all the fashion and the flappers.
Walking to a payphone, it wasn't that fun. When you ran out of gas... Wasn't that fun? But, yeah. Okay, girls, I think you got one more question, and then Rachel can do her game.
Yes. The last question is, do you have any projects in the works that you can tell us about, or any plans to release an EP or full-length album?
So I'm assuming when she says projects, or he says projects, he means musically. Musical projects? The answer to the question is yes, there are musical things happening right now. Number one is I'm preparing for the official Vampire Diaries Originals Conventions that I'm sure many of you are familiar with. Our first show is in Atlanta in 2 weeks. I really hope a lot of you are there. It'll be literally our debut with this band playing for that convention. It's going to be awesome. I have a feeling that you guys are going to really, really like it.
I wish I could be there.
You totally should be there. Because I'm going to be singing a lot of stuff. I'm going to be playing guitar and singing a lot of stuff, rocking out. Sometimes I'll be doing all kinds of crazy stuff on that stage, singing some stuff. But to get to more back to the question, That's what's going on right now, and I am working a little more on my own stuff now. I'm pushing myself to get back more into my writing. While it is going slow because there's a lot going on right now, I have to just balance my time efficiently. The answer is yes. You can expect something. Now, I don't know about in the near future. I don't really know what near future would mean, but you can expect something. You will eventually get some original work from me. And there is a potential producer who has spoken interest in potentially working with me. But there's nothing finalized. Nothing has been signed. All it is talk and dreams and what dreams may come.
That's how it all starts.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So since we know you love the 80s, I came up with a game where I will read you some lyrics and you have to guess the song.
Okay.
All right.
God, I hope these are easy. You're going to, like, embarrass me.
I don't know. You could either be, like, they're well-known songs. They're not, like,
okay. They're
well-known.
So, but you're going to sing the lyrics, right? You're going to sing them to me.
She's just going to read it.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's no fun.
Chase, you heard her sing. You heard her sing at Icon when you hosted karaoke with us. You do
what
not
song?
Want her to sing.
What song did you sing?
We sang Def Leppard together.
What, really? Yes. Oh my God.
No.
Yeah, but you did Porsche. But you did. You wanted to do like the most overplayed Def Leppard song in the world.
Honestly,
Porsche
I don't
Rami,
even
right?
remember. No. Amy pushed me up there because I didn't want to do it. I don't know. Anyways, that's the game.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. I have two sets of lyrics. I'll read you the first one. If you don't get on the first one, then you'll get the second one.
Okay, all right.
All right. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise.
That's it? That's all I get?
That's all you get.
Give me the second part.
And it's not in order either. They're just random lyrics.
All right.
He said, "You ain't gonna swing with my daughter no more."
I don't know. What is it?
Cherry Pie. By Warren.
Okay. Yeah, I know that song.
We need a buzzer.
Yeah, buzzer.
I couldn't even get that one.
You knew it, though. You knew it earlier, but you couldn't get it.
No, I couldn't get it. I was like, I know that song.
All right. Now I feel like these are too hard. Okay.
Let's see.
This one's okay.
If you don't get this one, then...
Then
I'm...
I don't dare call myself an 80s fan.
Mm-hmm. Didn't I see you crying?
Say it one more time. Didn't I see you crying?
Mm-hmm.
Give me the second part.
I'm begging you to beg me.
I don't remember if Aerosmith came out with Crying in the 80s. I think it was a 90s song. Did I get it wrong?
Not crying.
Didn't I see you cry?
Oh, I don't even like that song. I don't even like that song. That's why I don't know it.
Well, I tried to pick some of the easy ones that most people know.
Okay.
You're doing good, Chase.
All right.
You're doing good.
Let's go to the next one. Let's do the next one.
Okay. Kristen, pick this one. So if you don't like this one, that's not my problem.
Don't yell at me, please.
All right. Good. All right.
It's all the same, only the names will change.
Give me the second part.
I walk these streets, a loaded six string on my back.
I don't know. If you sang it,
really?
I could probably get it. If you sang
it,
I could probably get it.
Sing it to him.
I can't know.
Just tell me what the answer is.
Can I guess?
Do you know what it is?
Is it Guitar Hero?
No.
Guitar Hero? What, the game?
No.
You mean Jukebox Hero?
Jukebox Hero.
From my New Jersey peeps.
It's not Jukebox Hero.
Jukebox Hero,
wanted...
like Foreigner?
No, it's Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi.
Jeez.
This is hard.
I'm sorry. If you give
three or four words of a song, it's pretty abstract. I don't know. It's my opinion. Maybe other people out there are guessing them. I don't know.
I'll try better next time. I'll put more lyrics in. All right. I'll just get to the second part because this one is a giveaway. I see a little silhouette of a man. Scalamouche, scalamouche, will you do the fandango?
Queen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yay.
I mean, that those aren't even like those like are barely even words. That's giveaway.
I know.
That's the giveaway.
That's why,
Rachel, you need to do better next time.
I'm sorry. I tried. Kristen helped, so it's not just my fault.
What? You see how she puts me out there? She yelled at me the whole time we were doing this.
Well, it was
all right,
a good try.
Last one. Wait, we got one more. Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone, dancing, you know it, baby.
Why do I blank out? Fucking the Breakfast Club, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Breakfast Club. What's the name of this? No, it's, what's the band? Why can't I think of the band
Simple
right now?
Minds.
Yes, Simple Minds. Yes.
Yay!
Don't you forget about me. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll pick better ones next time. I was going to
do the last one.
You got the
yes.
last
you got two. You got two out of five.
Oh, man. That's like
that's
a D,
good.
Isn't it?
No, that's
not
good.
A D or an F.
She gave you three words.
Okay.
She gave you three words, and she wouldn't sing them to you, so you did good.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you for making me feel so much better.
But thank you, Shay, so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. It's my pleasure, and I hope to see you guys at one of the next conventions soon. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, you're going
to
be in Atlanta in 2 weeks?
Yeah, Atlanta in 2 weeks.
Atlanta in 2 weeks, everyone. Make sure you go book your tickets so you can go see Chase. And thank you again for joining us at ICON
so
to do karaoke with the VRO. That was so much fun. So hopefully when we host another karaoke thing, you'll definitely join us again.
Yes. Yes,
and and the fans are already asking, when is Chase's next Q&A? Well, we will work on that. We'll work on that and see what
quick.
We can do. Yeah.
My next Q&A is in 2 weeks in Atlanta. So come and see me Friday. And everybody follow me
go.
On Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Chase R. Coleman, or you won't ever know. You won't know what my next Q&A is.
Go follow him.
Do it.
Definitely
have
follow.
To.
Okay, this was fun, guys. Thank you. I'll see you guys later.
Bye.
All right,
bye-bye. Have fun. Bye. Okay, guys, so thank you for joining us. Thank you for sending in all the questions. We did not have time to answer the phone lines, but we will work something out with Chase in the future and do a phone where fans can call in and talk and stuff like that. If you would like to call in, make sure that you let us know, because we ask everybody to let us know that they're going to call in so we can put everything together and get the switchboard where it needs to be and all that good stuff. But anyways, thank you, ladies, for doing this Q&A. And
thank you.
Thank you, everybody, that joined us. Make sure you go follow Chase. It's all that stuff's going to be in the description if you are listening to this in the archives. And, thank you guys for joining us. Have a good night.
Bye. Bye.